Okay, 10.3, report and possible discussion on agency communication and information. B-Bass, Dale, do you have anything?
Yeah, B-Bass is meeting on July the 9th here at the DRA in that meeting room across the hall over here. So I think we'll be a little update on some funding for some environmental code studies, and we're scheduled to meet again in October.
Okay, thank you. Texas Parks and Wildlife, Jennifer's not here. Texas State Soil Water Conservation Board, Teresa, I don't think's here. Texas Department of Agriculture is not here, but we do have a new representative from TDA. Her name is Amy McDonald. Hopefully, we'll get to meet her at the next meeting. Interregional Planning Council, Gail?
Thank you. There's, at this stage, the Interregional Planning Council is awaiting further decisions from the Texas Water Development Board. One of the things that I understand is there seems to be some overlap in productivity, and so we'll see if the Interregional Planning Council continues or not, or whether that function is absorbed within other aspects of the Texas Water Development Board.
Right. So if they do continue, the Interregional Council will need to elect a representative and an alternate.
Correct.
But if they don't, we won't have to.
That is correct as well.
All right. Thank you. Dale, I don't think I asked you, but you're on here again. Upper Brazos Regional Flood Planning Group. Mr. Spurgeon. Oh, I did ask you, didn't I? Yeah.
So we're meeting, and we meet in Lubbock, and it covers the Lubbock-Abilene area, and it's an interesting process. It mirrors the Regional Water Planning Group system pretty well, but we've got some projects being proposed and some flood studies being done, so there's some opportunities there to resolve some issues.
I put the Regional Flood Planning Group on here for reports, hoping that if there's anything that overlaps or that would be interesting or help us in our planning, that y'all would be able to bring that back to us.
Well, that flood control project provides water.
Correct. Lower Brazos Regional Flood Planning Group. Tiffany, you're going to give that one, I think.
Yes, I am. That process is we're in the second cycle, and we're about halfway through all the technical work with the goal to have a draft plan to the Water Development Board in February 2027. So it's moving forward smoothly.
Okay. Thank you.